Ruined It's still away for another week, so we've got the Rush Hour boys sitting in. Well, almost. The most of the Rush Hour in this morning.
Good morning, Adelaide. Nice to be here. Good morning, Byrne. Good to have you back on the 12th of April on a Monday. A bit chilly out there, but a lovely day, a lovely place to live in. We are a global Rush Hour show. I welcome you to another week of breakfast. Good morning, Byrne.
Thank you, Jars. G'day, boys. G'day, Adelaide. Big weekend of football, Jars.
It was.
Very busy over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Oh. We seem to be missing someone, which I'm not complaining about at this stage.
You're not.
No. Blew it? No. Honestly. Oh, that's right. He went on that poxy golf trip in torrential rain. -3 degrees in Tasmania it was over the weekend. And it let's be honest, it pissed down Jars over the weekend. And I think there was hail, 60-kilometre winds, and about 7 degrees. So how good? Go and play golf, Bluey. You know what? Buy a place down there. Take the family there. And just, you know what? Actually, leave Catherine here. You just stay down there.
And the boys.
Just stay down there.
We're done with you. Falling out. He's that cold.
Chattering.
It's been chilly willy. It was chilly over the weekend.
It's cold, isn't it? Yeah. No, winter's coming, Jars. And a polar blast is the way they describe that weather.
A
polar blast. The weatherman was described that as over the weekend. So, but yes, Adelaide, good win over the weekend.
Yes, we've got lots to talk about.
Lots to talk about.
All right, Byrne, let's get underway, Haydo. Let's get this bad boy going.
Now, as you know, we don't have the budget that Ruined Dids do. That always gets put aside. So this is the best intro we could come up with. This is the Rush Hour's What We Learn.
Bad.
And that's all we could
that's
play.
Not bad. That's
literally, we'd have to pay if we paid for more than that. That was a little sample.
Where's the rest of it?
That was it.
That's it, man.
Seriously.
Come on.
Well, we had a good weekend over here in Adelaide, Byrne. I had a wonderful weekend. And there's a couple of things I picked up over the weekend that I learnt. So we're good to learn. Nathan Buckley won't be an AFL coach in 2021.
Oh.
All right.
2022.
They are at the crossroads. Football club. I mean, 2022, Byrne. Apologise. I'm a numbers dyslexican.
Well, I know you're dyslexican with numbers, but you should know what year it is, Jazz.
It's morning, still meeting. Now, my sister-in-law catches the train into the footy. She loves her Port
Adelaide.
Good way
to get in.
And a magnificent game on Thursday night.
Oh, fantastic game.
And we covered that. But the thing that concerned my sister-in-law was that she was on the train and it was jam-packed. Supporters were up and about, the Port LA supporters. The thing that concerned her, not one COVID marshal was spotted.
See, this is where
not
they
one.
Just... They're taking the piss here. There's restrictions on numbers. There's restrictions on seating. They have to sit in certain groups. There's gaps between certain members. But then they all just pile on the train
after.
So what's the point in having these restrictions? Open it up. Mm. Oh, I don't want to get into... You're starting to get into my territory for me.
There's a couple of things I learnt, Byrne, you?
Yes. Well, while we're on it, let's remove all restrictions. Now, I was over in Melbourne on the weekend, Jars, calling the footy, the Adelaide game, and I walked down the laneways and the streets. Now, a lot of these restaurants are shutting, and I've noticed it in Adelaide as well. The people just aren't coming back in. We need, as a state, as a nation, to start removing all these restrictions. And I'm talking restaurants. I'm talking the footy, like we just mentioned then. There's no COVID here. There's no COVID.
No.
So I know you got to be a little bit safer and stuff, but what's the point if they're all jumping on the train after, like you said anyway? So let's get some people back doing things.
They should, Byrne. I totally agree because we're on Franklin Street. So we're in 70 Franklin Street. And our friend Freddie downstairs at Canetto's, it's dead.
The
city is dead because they're all still working from home.
Yeah, I know. We need to get people out and about because it's hurting.
It's a good one, Byrne.
Small business. Hey, the Cats... They're in trouble, Juz. They are in trouble. Ooh. Now, they have won. I know they're 2-2,
but
I don't like what I'm seeing with them. They've beaten Hawthorn, who were going to be down the bottom end of the ladder.
Right.
And they beat Brisbane in a game where Brisbane should have been paid a free kick and beaten them.
Yes.
And other than that, they've let themselves down big time. I know they've got Cameron and Dangerfield to come back in, but I just don't like what I'm seeing with their ball movement. They're slow. Their players are old.
Yeah.
I just don't think they're going to be as good as what we think this year.
Byrne.
What's it?
Keep too going. Old, too slow?
Too old, too slow, and they haven't got Byrne. Enough training in, which is another point I want to make. But I've got a new favourite player, Jars.
Oh, no.
That's another thing I learned.
Here he goes.
Lockie Jones is my new favourite player. He's the new cult hero of the Port Adelaide Footy Club. Now, he's Woodville West Torrens man too. Spent a bit of time on your peninsula, so I've got a connection
boy,
there.
Yeah.
I've connected with him. I have connected with him, yeah. And we, well, I'm just going to follow this man through his AFL career.
Mate, 19-year-old, and he's already had an impact. Can you, if you love this boy so much, can you grow a mullet and a mushtuck?
Okay, Jazz, how long have I got?
All year. You got all year to do it.
I'll need all year for my moustache.
And that is what they learned.
There's nothing there.
Jazz, you called it. You called it. It was going to be the end of summer. It's going to be cold
chilly.
As you like.
Yep.
That's a prediction. Birth. Yeah, no, that's a prediction.
Well, I like the weather. I really do like talking about the weather.
You do. And predictions as well.
Well, I've...
Predictions always. Well, all predictions, not all, but some.
Go. Adelaide Crows, absolutely.
Yeah. Me too, again.
Text to kick 10.
Oh, wow. Geez, you are so on text right now, aren't you? It's almost like a Bernie sort of crush at the moment.
Look at him like that.
Text to kick 10.
Oh, no. And was sending text messages
he
when
was.
Texted kick 2 in the first minute and a half. Oh, my God. Get the audio.
Get the audio.
Replay the audio. I sent him kick 10. And then text didn't kick one for
Adelaide Crows, absolutely.
Yeah. Me too again.
Text to kick 10.
There it is.
All right, let's start off with Port Adelaide and Richmond. Wonderful game. Finals like football for me, Bern.
Yeah, no.
It was round four.
Nah, it was unbelievable. It had everything, didn't it? It had the big
really
contest, the big tackles.
Yeah.
It wasn't as high scoring and as pretty as some other games, but that's finals footy, Jars. Yeah. And I just thought that was two teams. You see some games and you just go, these is two teams that will be there at the end of the season when the whips are cracking because that was final sort of footy. There were big, big moments. There were big tackles, as I said. The clutch goal by Dusty late was just a huge moment. And that man just takes moments in games, and you've seen that's why he's won 3 Norm Smith medals and premierships and all this, but and met Brownlows. But he is a big moment player. Just felt like he was going to do something late, and we thought that might have been it. But then Robbie Gray stood up, Jars, and that's not the first time he's done that. Talking of clutch, and is there another man you'd rather the ball in their hands with a shot to win for goal, Jars, in the competition because he's got a proven track record. Now, you can say other people are good kicks and all this at goal, but he's proven under pressure. He did it late with less than 2 minutes to go in that game. He's done it after the siren last year. So from the boundary, that one too. So I just feel he's a big moment player too.
Put him in there. Lock him in.
I suppose the only thing is, well, Port dominated the clearances as well, which was a big tick for them too. Yeah. The sour note was there was a few injuries, Jazz. So Zach Butters had hurt his ankle and he was subbed out. Connor Rosie, I think that was just a corky, but he looked really sore.
Didn't he, Ginger?
Credit to him to come back on too, Jazz, because he kicked a couple of important goals after that and was very good. Fantasia limped off at one stage. It was the walking wounded. Both sides were crunching in and there was just a big impact sort of game. Dersma as well with a knee. Hearing he might have surgery to that lateral ligament. But well done. Big tick to put
and
up.
And then yesterday, ugly game for 3 quarters, and it wasn't until the last quarter that the Crows piped up. And here's Matty Nick saying that he was confident in their running power.
We knew that the heat would come. It was probably the second and third where they took control of the game, but we were confident if we were within striking distance at 3-quarter time that we had the legs. We've shown a couple of weeks in a row now that we've done the work throughout that pre-season period and the guys are fit and they can run games out, so really proud of the effort and the way they finished the game off.
This has been a good big rise for Adelaide.
Well,
this
isn't
is
it?
A team that finished 18th last year, Jars.
Wooden spoon. And Roos got it at home.
People, was he eat off it? Did he use it?
He get smacked with it.
But 41-point winners. And they had to show a bit of character. It wasn't just all smooth sailing.
No.
They got headed at 3-quarter time. They were down by 4 points. And 41-point winners. That's it. This young Crows team is starting to, they're starting to see the future just evolve in front of us very exciting. Fogarty didn't probably have the biggest day, but he kicked 3 goals, kicks 3 goals in as a forward, that's a tick. McAdam had a pretty quiet day too. We kicked 3. The big
quarter.
Texan kicked three. He was. I just love Rory Laird's game. He was heavily, heavily tagged by Kane Turner. They were all into him off the balls at the game. They were whacking into him, knocking him to ground. And he got a little bit frustrated at times, but he stood up in the absence of Rory Sloane, and he was best on ground for mine. He was outstanding.
Well, Lockie Scholl, for me, was the best player. He runs like Forrest Gump, and he'd be leading the Crows BNF with Tex and Laird. This Lockie Scholl, he's a real talent.
Yeah, he is. He uses the ball well, doesn't he? Well, there you go. Kicked a goal. And probably should have had two, really.
Can you tell Ned McHenry to stop being the he-man of the side, even though he's a wee man? Focus on footy.
Oh, I think that's some undisciplined action.
No, but his job is to be a little seagull.
Yeah.
Not be the he-man. He's not a Bernie Vince.
That's a tough gig.
No, it's a compliment.
Yeah. And it's a tough to me or him?
To you.
Well, it is. Well, no one can be me.
That's it. Adelaide Crows, absolutely.
Yeah. Me too again.
Text to kick 10. The bounce last night, very good show to watch. You boys are up and about.
Yes, we
were. I was in tears when I saw little Harvey Vince in the pub with his dad. Now, what the hell was going on there?
Well, Jars, it was Easter Monday. So I had the day off, obviously. So spent it with the family.
Nice.
Thought we'd go down and have a bit of a feed and watch Geelong play Hawthorn. Now, if you remember that game correctly, Hawthorn came back. They charged back late, and you always want to see the underdog get up. So I don't know. I was sort of saying a few things, and whatever I say these days, I tell you, I've got a. He's a parrot.
Harvey is a parrot.
Yep. Whatever I say, I've got to be very careful of what I actually do say, because he has said the wrong thing a few times. But I'll let you be the judge.
Okay.
This is how it went down. I'll play it through my phone into the speaker so everyone can hear.
Okay, Burn. Here we go.
And that's just the audio of it. He actually, when I did the holding the ball, if you can picture this listening, I did the holding the ball, and then he tried to copy me. All he did is he just backhanded me right in the mouth. I've just held my mouth, and you see that on bounce if you watch the replay. But as I said, he is a parrot at the moment. So whatever I do or say, if I walk past, I test him sometimes.
Right.
I'm not going to test him here. I just walk past, a post, and I tap it twice just to... on the post, and I look behind me just to test.
Don't.
He notices everything. He just walks up to the post, taps it twice.
But most places, most pubs that you go to, like that I've seen, the Old Inn, Norlunga, the Watermark, Henley Beach Hotel, when they give kids like a bit of paper, a few crayons, and a few nuggets, I don't think giving Harvey a bad attitude and a multi over a chicken parma is the way you should be parenting on a long weekend.
No, it's not a multi. It's Keno. I'm giving Keno.
Gamble responsibly. Boys, no budget, but still got an intro.
Disappointing. All right, Ben, the US Masters, I'll tell you what, it's getting very tight for these golfers, isn't it, on this beautiful course?
Oh, it is. Well, this is the Rolls-Royce, this tournament. They need to. Everyone loves to win this. You get the green jacket, and you're basically royalty for life. And
you
speaking
are, Ben.
Of royalty, Hideki Matsuyama will become the first Japanese player to ever win, a major, let alone if he wins it. And he's currently four shots up, but just hit one his previous shot to his last one into the water jars.
Oh, no.
So he is maybe just feeling the pinch a little bit. Yeah. He's through 14, so he's on the 15th at the moment.
Yeah.
So heading towards the end, but it looks like he will drop at least one shot, depending on his recovery shot. So Xander Schauffele, he's chasing hard. He's 9 under, so four shots back. And Will Zalatoris. Now, this is an interesting story. Mm-hmm. He is 8 under at the moment through 16 and has been likened to the Happy Gilmore movie, The Little Caddy. Now,
of course,
here's a little play from that movie when he's talking about him.
Hey, where are you going with those clubs, punk?
Mr. Gilmore, I'm your caddy.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. No, let me carry these, all right? They're my grandfather's.
Jeez. He's a dead set doppelganger for that kid, if you can remember. We might put a photo up of this, of the young kid, the caddy. He picks up Happy Gilmore's clubs and he thinks he's knocking them off, Jarvis. So he decks him. He belts him. But it's funny, he's gone with it. He was born, I think, the year the movie came out, but he's got on his wedge, Mr. Gilmore, I'm your caddy, on his wedge that you're using in the Masters. So he's going along with it. There's a lot of stuff happening on Twitter between Shooter McGovern and Adam Sandler. Yeah. So, it's a big, big tournament, Jazz, and the pressure. This is where you feel the pressure.
I agree, Ben.
The final four holes, don't worry about the others. I know you've got to put yourself into a winning position on the other days. Mm. But the last four holes is just where it tightens up. So obviously with a bit of a, he's got a bit of a cushion of a lead, but just hit one in the water.
If the Mats Army wins it, he'll be king of Japan and a billionaire. They're saying.
Can you say his full name for me, please?
Hideki Matsuani.
Yeah, we're close. Got the first two letters of
but
his name.
But if he could win it, because there's no Japanese golfers ever won.
Never won US a major. Masters, ever won a major?
He will be the king of Japan.
Two of them have come second before, both in the US Open, Jars. One was back in 1980, and one was actually Hideki himself in 2017, come second at the US Open. But big opportunity.
Here we
and
go.
Yes, man. He'll never pay for another thing in his life.
Never.
He's got the money for it, no doubt, but he won't have to. He'll be royalty over there. May even be Prime Minister
of
Japan one day.
That's Golf Chat.
Police were called to a scene after a turkey was ruffling its feathers and refusing to let deli customers burn. This is over the weekend.
Yes.
Leaving a shopping centre on Sunday morning. A big turkey was on the prowl.
Cornered him, Jars. Didn't let him leave.
Police had to apprehend him without incident.
You sure they just... This isn't a story about you not leading the cheeky Greek down in Henley.
I've been called
read the headline again. And trust me, it suits you. Say it again. Say it.
Police were called to the scene after a turkey was ruffling his feathers.
Yeah, that's you, Jarvis.
No, I don't. I'm not a turkey, am I?
Hey, how do you handcuff a turkey? He's got none.
They had to put him in their vehicle and he went off to an animal shelter.
I can see the photo here. He's in the back of a divvy van. Surely you just put him in a cage.
He went berserk in the van too.
That is funny.
He wanted to be released. But it got me thinking about being attacked by animals, and I reckon we could share it with the family.
Yeah.
Can I share a little story? Back in the day when I was Barry Robin and Darren was Russ Liebert, we had the brown plastic football in the backyard. Now, the neighbour behind us had this very aggressive boxer dog who scared the hell out of us. So every time a ball went over the fence, we'd lose the ball, so we had to go and buy a new one. So the footy went out of bounds on the fall, and so it was my turn to go over the fence to collect it. So what the tactic was, Darren will be on one end of the fence, just tapping the fence to distract the boxer dog.
Yeah.
Well, I jump on the other side to retrieve it.
Yes.
Well, I did it. Off I went. Beautifully. Worked beautifully. The boxer was distracted. Then all of a sudden, our lovely mother said, Andrew Darren, because she's Scottish, Andrew Darren, dinner's ready. And then,
just down tools.
Darren took off.
Oh, no.
And left me. And as I've picked up the plastic football, he ripped my bloody ass off. He absolutely tore me bum off. And Darren was giggling anyway. So that was my scary attack from a dog. Back in the day, Burn, and you being on the farm, you'd have plenty of stories.
Yeah, plenty. And one just springs to mind. We got ransacked by sheep, Jazz. Our house, it was ransacked by sheep, broken into and ransacked, I tell you.
Who was leading that charge?
We went down to Stansbury and just to get some groceries and stuff with Mum. We come back and I dead set thought someone had broken into our house and stolen everything. Yeah. There were vases smashed on the ground, tables sideways. Wow. And I'm like,
fridge
door open. No, that wasn't open. That was the only thing that wasn't. This is my story, not yours, Jazz.
Okay,
I look at the screen door.
Yes.
Massive hole in the screen door. I'm like, oh, someone, why didn't they just open the screen door? We don't even lock it. Anyway, then we start walking around and there's some droppings. Start to see some droppings.
There you go,
and I'm like, oh my God. As I walk into the bathroom, sheep just runs past us. The dog had chased three sheep into our house.
Did he?
Into our house. There was stuff everywhere, Jazz. It was not good. Yeah. And a bit scary, too, because as I walked in,
you thought, oh dear.
I heard da-dung, da-dung, da-dung. I'm thinking, what is this? And three sheep just bolt past me. And very, very funny story. And actually, that scarred me as a kid. scarred me.
Did it really?
Yeah, well,
did they go
young.
Into your room?
No,
did they take anything from your drawers?
Went into mum and dad's room and just, yeah, just chewing on a few of dad's old jocks.
Jeez. 133353. When have animals taken over? Yes. Someone will get a double pass to Crows v Frio. 11:40 this Sunday at Adelaide Oval.
Let's go to Sonia of Noarlunga. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Welcome. Now, very what good. Kind of story have you got with animals?
Well, when we were kids, we lived on a property in New Zealand and we had this billy goat that wasn't particularly friendly. So my brother was inside the house staring at the billy goat through a sliding glass door and he decided to tease it and pulling faces. And the billy goat got pretty angry and he smashed through the glass door.
The glass door?
Yeah.
Did he leave it
He still got
that?
The scar on his face to prove it.
Oh, so he got him through the glass.
Yeah, got him. Yeah, the glass got him and so the goat.
Yeah, don't annoy a billy goat or a bull.
Don't mess with
the
goat.
Are they the two you don't go near?
No. They're crazy. And they got horns.
Thanks, Sonia. Yeah. Have a great day today. Bryce from Golden Grove. Good morning, Bryce.
Good morning, boys. Mate, how are you?
Funny story over the weekend around the Parry Hill Shopping Centre. What kind of story have you got, mate?
Yeah, so I was cleaning the house over the weekend and I left the one of the windows open that has a fly screen on it.
Yeah.
And the postie came to the door. And there's a lounge in front of the fly screen. But my dog thought he could just go run up and go straight through the fly screen and get the mail for us.
Oh, no. So that's similar to my story. Straight through the fly screen.
And he went straight through, did he, Bryce?
Oh, yeah, straight through, straight into a bush.
Honestly, and he's all right, the dog?
Yeah, dog's all right. Carried at Aberfoyle Park. When have animals taken charge?
Morning, gents. I was up in the Northern Territory just strolling through the park, and I was having a look at the green tree frogs, which are up there, beautiful.
They are.
Something went thump and kicked me in the ass, and I turned around, and there is a brogger that's as tall as I am.
A brogger?
Which proceeded to chase me around for the next 10 minutes.
What do you do there,
Karen?
Oh, your phone's broken up there, Karen. I'm so sorry, darling. Great story.
Steve from Gawler. G'day, buddy.
Yeah, how you going, guys? I used to live out at Lewiston out near Two Wells. And I got home one day and from work and there's this massive great bull in the front yard.
A bull?
Yeah, and a bull. And he was huge.
Wow.
And I didn't know what to do, how to get rid of it. So I got a bucket and started waving that around, see if it would follow me out. But that didn't work. So I just had to leave him there. And about a few hours later, some guy rolled up with a rope and took it away. So that was the end of the bull. And it's not bullshit either.
You know, you should have just had a big red cape, mate, and just waved it at him.
Good on you, mate. Thanks,
like the
Steve.
Line there.
Anthony from Athelstan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, legend. How are you?
Good, my friend. What'd you go through?
We're up at Mildot at my cousin's farm and searching 700 sheep today. And as we're pushing them through with the dog, one of them decided to retreat and took off back out the race and hit my lad, probably around his hips and flipped him fair square in the air.
Oh, yeah.
That's just insane, isn't it?
You want to get out of the way of a running sheep.
Do you
sheep,
really?
Or if
you don't take him on.
We used to ride sheep when we were younger.
Did you?
When we were drafting. Dad used to let them go, and as kids, we'd just try and hang on for as long as we could.
For dear life.
Yeah, it didn't last long.
Good on you, Anthony. Deb from Barossa Valley. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
A pet rooster.
A pet rooster, yes. Used to walk out the backyard, and in one hand I'd have my washing under one arm, a broomstick in the other. And I'd get up to the line, I'd have to put the broomstick between my legs and swing around while I'm trying to hang the washing out so the rooster wouldn't attack me. And I could not get rid of the rooster because it was a kid's pet.
Yeah.
So I'd have to stand there, and I'm sure the neighbours thought I was an idiot every time I hang my washing out because I'd just walk around in circles and grab the hoist hot line and just run around the yard trying to hang my washing on the line. You should have seen trying to get it off. That was even harder.
You need to catch the rooster and just like grind his spurs back a bit so he doesn't cut your shins.
Well, I've tried many reasons to get rid of the rooster, but the kids wouldn't have a bar of it. Ooh. So
beautiful, Deb.
And just another thing, Bernie, you were saying riding sheep. Well, when I was about 14, we used to go out the back of Mount Laura, get on the sheep and see who had the fastest sheep, and we tried to ride the sheep.
Everyone
got flown off everywhere. But it was a great weekend, great fun.
Well, at least you were 14. I was about two.
And
then just got trampled by them all.
And believe me, no animals got hurt in the process.
Nice. Yeah, exactly. Okay? Good stuff.
We did, though.
Let's go to Andrew of Roxby Downs. G'day, Andy.
There you go, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. What's your story, please?
Righto. So I used to work in Mount Isa Mines and on the cage, which is like an elevator going down to the levels.
Yep.
And some mongrel up the top there, he's put a cow in the cage. And so we've got to knock off and we've opened the cage door up. There's a bloody cow sitting there, scared the crap out of us.
What'd you do with the cow?
We shut the door and just set it back up and told it
out. That's brilliant.
What a prank.
That is a pretty big prank.
They're great stories. Deb from the Barossa Valley, mate.
Yeah, absolutely, Deb.
All right, the pet rooster.
You sheep-riding cowgirl.
Yeah.
Oh. We're going to send you along to the Crows v Fremantle this Sunday at Adelaide Oval. Oh. Well done,
great
Deb.
Great stories, everyone.
Well done.
That just gone quiet.
Roosters are very protective too. When you go to collect the eggs as a kid, just a little bit wary because the rooster, very protective of his hens.
They are, aren't they?
It's a bit like going around to your house, Jazz.
Yeah.
Apart from the protective bit.
Am I a rooster now, am I?
No, you're
a turkey. I'm a rooster.
No, you're a hen.
I'm a hen.
You're a
female hen.
Yeah, lay eggs.
Now, boys, I know that you guys have impeccable AFL insight, especially you, Jazz.
Premierships. They mean a lot. Premierships are hard to get.
Yes.
So, I was trawling Wikipedia, you know, like big encyclopedia online, and there was a whole bunch of football terms, and I thought, oh, okay, this makes sense. Like, for example, Byrne, what's a ball burster? Or Jazz?
Oh, ball burster. When you kick the footy hard or mark it hard, is it? Yeah,
absolutely correct.
Yeah, well done.
But as you can see, this is not as easy as it looks because I'm not 100% sure all of these are accurate. I mean, let's have a look at this. What is leather poisoning? Official AFL term, apparently.
Yes. Well, I know this.
Well, we both know this.
What is it?
It was when you've had nearly 45, 50 disposals in one game of football.
Correct. Mm. Bang. Yes. All right. Let's pick up the heat, gentlemen. A worm buster.
Or a worm burner, which is a low kick along the ground.
And it spins everywhere. Could break your knuckles.
A falcon.
Hitch in the head.
Hitch in the head.
Balk.
So when you evade an opposition player with the ball in your hand.
Check side.
That's a snap with the outside of the foot.
For a goal.
A kick which causes the ball to swing in the air in the opposite direction to the usual.
Yeah, so the outside of the foot. Mm. So to go to the right of your body off if you're a right footer.
Correct.
Correct.
Red time.
With a couple of minutes to go at the end of the quarter.
Yeah, that's time on.
Sawtooth.
Oh.
Sawtooth.
Sawtooth. Sawtooth. When someone's knocked your tooth out?
Yeah. No. What is it?
Sawtooth. No.
A team tactic of continually changing the direction of the ball as it advances down the field. So left to right, right to left, left to right.
Okay,
right.
That's new. That's new.
So,
well done, Hayden.
I only just had to keep going until you got one wrong.
Right.
There was a bonus question here.
Yeah, what is it?
A jarman.
Well, that is, I know this one.
What is it, man?
That is when you are selected to play interstate and you decide not even to turn up at the airport. Because you said, get stuff, I'm not playing on the bench. You can all
I did
get stuff.
Do that.
Yes, you did.
Oh, I didn't do that.
An extra point for some factual accuracies what there from that? Bernie Vince as well.
Now, it's just been finished, and this is what happened at the US Masters.
What an emotional moment as Hideki Matsuyama is a Masters champion.
Burn, there you go.
It's outstanding. First time a Japanese player has won a major, let alone the Masters. So that's one thing. Once you've won something like that, Jazz, you can never take it away from someone. That's what I love about it. And, well, he had a bit of a cushy ride. Only ended up winning by one shot in the end. Had a 4 or 5 shot lead at one stage. But Mark Leishman, he finished 5th at 6 under. And Cam Smith, 10th at 3 under, Jazz, just off the pace.
And what about the prize money? What would he pick up for that? Oh. Besides being a billionaire now in Japan.
Well, yeah, he'll be huge over there.
The endorsement,
the endorsements will be way more, but I'd say it'd be up towards $2 million.
He was very emotional too, wasn't he, when he was leaving the 18th to check his
scorecard. It's the most prestigious golfing tournament there is. So that's why people get so emotional, and you can see his family was there. And,
well played.
Oh, outstanding. Well done to Hideki Matsuyama.
And now what Greg Blewett thinks. Oh, that's right. Not here.
He's in Tasmania.
A golf expert. Kid. Apparently he's been banned from a couple of courses over there.
Yeah.
No, just the demands.
Has he gone rogue? Oh, well,
the demands he wants.
He is very demanding.
When he rocks up to a golf course, they've just given up on him. Yeah. So, mate, just go back.
See you, buddy.
Yeah. We don't want him, though, do we?
No, we don't. No. Neither does Catherine.
Just got a message from Cricket Tasmania for the golf courses.
What are they?
Yeah, told you so years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
It's better without Bluey.
Now, these are facts that you find, don't you, Bern? You do it in a rush hour, and it's a very, very popular segment, and it's educational, and I really enjoy it.
Kids
are on school holidays now, so they'll be listening to Uncle Bern.
And they're all kid-friendly, Jars.
That's it, Bern.
Just like that, another show's finished, Jars. And
that's it, Bern.
Here's my opportunity to make you guys smarter.
Okay.
Jars.
Yeah.
Did you know that are you a fingernail biter, for starters?
Not really, no.
No?
No.
Toenail? No?
Not at all.
Sorry for taking you there, but...
Right.
Do you know your nails grow faster on your dominant hand? Have a look down now. You're right-handed?
Yeah, or both, yeah.
Jeez, mate, you could get gels on them on your right arm, Jars. Why are they so long on your right arm? Actually, along with your bicep. That's all lopsided. How is that?
Actually.
They are. My nails are better on the right-hand side than the left burn.
What happens if you're ambidextrous? That's a question.
That's a very good question.
Great fact, though.
Very good fact. Well, hey, I've got another one for you.
Good start,
Just to send you off on this beautiful Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you know? Do you play cards, Jazz?
Not really, Bern, no. I'm not a card shark, no.
You've seen the card deck, though?
Yes, I have, Bern.
You know what the King of Hearts is?
Yes, Bern.
Well, I bet you didn't know this.
Mm-hmm.
The King of Hearts is the only king in the deck that has a moustache.
Lovely.
Oh,
that is absolutely
true.
That is a great little fun fact.
Why would he? This is my next question. Why does he have a moustache and none of the others do?
Good question. So there you go.
I'm just going to be thinking. I mean, so confused today.
This is great.
Oh.
Good start. Any more?
No, that's it, Jack.
Is that it?
Speaking of cards,
good.
Speaking of cards, the 1996 Tip Top Hi-Fi AFL Heroes card number 24, Andrew Jarman, is for sale on eBay for $4. If you wanted to get a Bernie Vince AFL trading card certified, $37.95.
There it is.
Hello.
Now, these fun facts, who gave you these?
Well, I just got helped out by a young fella. Lockie Rennie is his name, and he wrote the date and even the time he did it. He did it at 8:20 p.m. last night, Jars, on the 11th of the 4th, 2021. Thank you, Lock. Very, very good.
Great fun facts here, Haydo. Is that where we're done, are we?
We are done, gentlemen.
Haydo, are we done?
I just said we're done. So now you guys
family
go.
Family see you tomorrow morning.
There it is. Yep,
and we'll try and find old chicken legs, the old cap teeth.
Nah, let's just not even find him. Let's let him just
see
whatever.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.